presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 24, 10 o'clock America, New York, a different kind of solar power attracts attention. Concentrated solar thermal power, which uses mirrors to reflect and concentrate the sun's energy, isn't ready for prime time. Not yet.
Daily FX Market News.
April 24, 8 o'clock America, New York, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100 weekly forecasts, bond yields hammer equity sentiment. Heightened U.S. interest rate hike expectations are weighing heavily on U.S. indices. Will next week's bumper crop of Q1 U.S. earnings help to steady the market?
Marginal Revolution.
April 24, 7:34 America, New York. Why are skyscrapers so short? Brian Potter has a delightful primer on the physical, economic and regulatory barriers to building height, beginning with the Great Pyramid of Giza and running to today.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 24, 7:14 America, New York. Piers Morgan set for on-air revival with Trump interview. The British journalist and broadcaster returns to television screens Monday with a new show whose debut episode features the former U.S. president.
New York Times Business.
April 24, 7 o'clock America, New York. The week in business. Streaming hits a rough patch. Florida takes on the Magic Kingdom. Masks come off on public transportation. And we'll see how the U.S. economy did in the first 3 months of the year.
Global Economy.
April 24, 7 o'clock America, New York. Did U.S. economic growth slow at the start of 2022? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead. Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 24, 7 o'clock America, New York. No stranger to failure. Founder of Sunic China fights to save his property empire. Sun Hungbin is trying to prevent Sunic from suffering the same fate as China Evergrande Group and other developer rivals that have spiraled into default following government-imposed curbs on borrowing.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 24, 6:30 America, New York. Think correctly or the state of Florida will punish you. I totally agree with what co-blogger David Henderson wrote about the scandalous attack of the government of Florida against a private corporation doing business there, employing individuals who live there, and certainly having shareholders there.
Digital Finance.
April 24, 5:56 America, New York. Lo Boon Chie spells out the four C's for investors. The CEO of SGX says investment firms worldwide are focused on crypto, cloud, carbon, and China. The post Lo Boon Chie spells out the four C's for investors appeared first on digital finance. Wall Street Journal Markets.
April 24, 5:30 America, New York. Japanese yen's drop raises potential for broader market trouble. When markets get turbulent, the yen tends to gain ground. That dynamic has been upended this spring.
New York Times Business.
April 24, 5 o'clock America, New York. This man married a fictional character. He'd like you to hear him out. Akihiko Kondo and thousands of others are in devoted fictional relationships, served by a vast industry aimed at satisfying the desires of a fervent fan culture. Akihiko Kondo at home in Tokyo with a doll of Hatsune Miku, the virtual pop star.
Marginal Revolution.
April 24, 4:13 America, New York. What drives people to extremist YouTube videos? There is a new and very interesting paper on this topic by Annie Y. Chen, Brendan Nyhan, Jason Reifler, Ronald E. Robertson and Christo Wilson. Here is the abstract.
New York Times Business.
April 24, 3 o'clock America, New York, inside the implosion of CNN+. Seen as the future of CNN, the streaming channel was suddenly killed. Its soon-to-be owner, Discovery, had concerns, but until the deal closed, it was constrained in guiding a competitor. On his fourth day as chief executive of the newly merged Warner Brothers.
Marginal Revolution.
April 24, 109 America, New York, local changes in intergenerational mobility. We study changes in intergenerational income mobility over time at the local level in the U.S., using data on individuals born in the 1980s. Previous research has found no change in mobility at the national level during this time period, but we show that this hides substantial increases and decreases in mobility at the local level.
Armstrong Economics.
April 24, 002 America, New York. Interview. The West Needs World War III. The Post interview. The West Needs World War III first appeared on Armstrong Economics.
Daily FX Market News.
April 24, 00 America, New York. Crude oil forecast. Stronger U.S. dollar, weaker S&P 500 key risks in the week ahead. Crude oil prices weakened as a stronger U.S. dollar and another drop in the S&P 500 undermined the sentiment-linked commodity. All eyes are on U.S. GDP and the Fed's preferred inflation gauge next.
Global economy.
April 24, 00 America, New York. Hungary's economy poses immediate challenge for Orbán after election win. Veteran leader navigates rising inflation and fiscal challenges as EU blocks handover of recovery funds.
BBC News. Business.
April 23, 2030 America, New York. My negative online review was blocked. Regulators are trying to clean up the murky truth in online reviews.
BBC News Business.
April 23, 2030 America, New York. My negative online review was blocked. Regulators are trying to clean up the murky truth in online reviews.
Daily FX Market News.
April 23, 2000 America, New York. Euro, USD vulnerable. Policy divergence and Lagarde's unusual request. The ECB has no intention to raise rates in Q2 while the Fed is weighing up multiple 50 basis point hikes and Lagarde requests dissenting members to delay criticisms.
Global economy.
April 23, 1347 America, New York. Von der Leyen seeks to deepen military and tech ties with India visit. European Commission President will discuss ways to reduce New Delhi's reliance on Russia.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 23, 1239 America, New York. Jason Furman is right, or at least shares my view of the current macro situation. I've argued that the current high inflation is increasingly driven by excess demand, and that monetary policy remains highly expansionary. Here's former C Chair Jason Furman.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 23, 12 o'clock America, New York. How Goldman Sachs is encouraging companies to disclose emissions data. The company's asset management arm plans to use its proxy vote to prod more companies to address data deficiencies,